This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Let's go out to the hotline and welcome in our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Of course, Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Ross, I must say, I caught one of your broadcasts, one of many that you had in the last week or so. And yes, I do know what a Polaroid is. I think at one point you were asking if that was something that your audience would relate to. I don't know if my producer knows what a Polaroid is, but I definitely do.
Yeah, Polaroid or Kodak. It is funny that a lot of people wouldn't, I feel like, know that, especially under the age of like 25. But that used to be, I mean, we used to have disposable cameras, and that, like when I was in college, all of the scandalous photos that would be on cell phones now, those are all on disposable. I think maybe they had it right. Maybe we had it right back then that the college and high school photos should be on disposable cameras.
Yeah, and now what's weird is the Polaroid thing is like a very popular thing at weddings now. Like for the guest book, a lot of these weddings now are having miniature Polaroids, and you take a photo with that, it prints out, and then you tape it basically to the guest book. That's a very popular thing. It's coming back, I guess.
Somebody told me that recently. Somebody texted me and said they just bought a Polaroid camera. I was like, wait, what? I guess, I don't know. It's just like the running game in the NFL. Everything always comes back eventually.
That's exactly right. You're perfect person to ask this question to about the offensive line here in Kansas City. Throughout this year, we've asked you about Wanya Morris, and I think it's pretty clear now, in my opinion, and in most people's opinion here in Kansas City, he cannot play left tackle in 2024 again for this football team. I know he's not healthy either, so that's part of the equation, but he's been brutal specifically the last couple of weeks, and DJ Humphreys was brought in for a reason. Andy kind of said basically it's going to depend how this week goes. How easy do you think this is for DJ Humphreys, who hasn't played in what, 11 months, to maybe step in and start on Sunday Night Football against Joey Bosa and company?
Well, so there's two aspects of that, right? There's the health aspect for DJ. I can't really speak to that one. You know what I mean? Like I can't. Sure. I don't know how he's feeling or how the rehab went or any of that stuff. So that part of it's tough. The flip side, though, the other part of it, which is, you know, just not having played for that long, it's not that easy. I mean, I think it's the right thing to get him going now and get him rolling now so that he's in a better spot for the playoffs. You know, I can remember the only thing I can compare it to, well, I guess it's a little bit different, but in 05, I had a back surgery and was out for a while, came back, and then I actually got cut. And I didn't get signed till like around now, like week 14. And it definitely takes a little bit to get used to. I mean, I feel like I'm speaking out of both sides of my mouth. There is a riding a bike element to it in that you've been doing it your whole life for a long time and you're comfortable with it. But it's like the speed of it when you've been out of it for a while, you're like, whoa, I forgot how fast all these things happen. That's the part that he needs to really catch up to quick.
I believe that the offense still is more likely to get things figured out than the defense. I don't know if you agree with that watching it. The reason for that, in my opinion, is like they have potential reinforcements coming on offense. DJ Humphreys, maybe we'll see. Obviously, Isaiah Pacheco is now getting back in the swing of things. It looks like Hollywood Brown could be available for starting the Christmas Day game. We'll see how that all turns out. On defense, they get Charles Domenihue back, which is going to help the pass rush. But in the secondary, where they've been really vulnerable, they really don't have anybody coming to help them there. It is kind of what it is.
And it's stunning because it felt like they were one of the best defenses, one of the best secondaries for most of the season. And then, I don't know, man, it's like ever since Jalen Watson went down, it just feels like they've been different on the back end. And I'm a little bit surprised by that because they had other guys, right, that have played football for them that I thought, you know, would be able to fill in the situation. I guess I kind of always thought Josh Williams, you know, last year I thought when he played, he did a pretty decent job. But evidently that's not the case. You know, them having to have McDuffie outside, now they have to put Connor inside. You know, they've ended up moving a bunch of parts as it relates to this. You know, it's almost like they were prepared to lose a guy like Legarius Sneed, and to be able to handle that, it's adding then losing Watson on top of it that's become a real problem. And that, I would say that's somewhat typical. Now, the difference is Sneed, like, they let him go in free agency. They knew he wasn't going to be there. Whereas for these other, you know, teams, when you lose two guys at a position, that's usually problematic, right? I mean, they always want to make sure they've got the next guy ready at a spot. You know, once you go down further and it's the guy after the guy, a lot of times that guy after the guy is not going to be NFL starting caliber.
We're talking to our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker, a team that I think is in way worse shape. And it was a team that a month or so ago, everybody thought was suddenly going to be unbeatable. And that's Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. They now have five losses, looking more and more like they're going to be a wild card team. They got a kicker that clearly, I think, just lack of confidence at this point in time with Justin Tucker. Where are you at on Baltimore in terms of the AFC picture? They're going to be in the playoffs. We all know that. But given their playoff history and kind of lack of success there, are they a threat still to go on a run in the postseason?
They are, just because of their pedigree and because of how well Lamar Jackson's played this year, but I don't envision them winning three road playoff games to get to the Super Bowl. Look, they've had opportunities, multiple opportunities with Lamar Jackson, where all they had to do was win two home games to get to the Super Bowl, and they couldn't do it. So, I don't know, maybe Lamar can go on a Flaccovian run, like Joe did back in 2012, and win three road playoff games, but I tend to doubt that. I actually think the Steelers are probably more of a threat now, given the fact that they're probably going to win that division. And if Russell Wilson can play the way he did in this last game against Cincinnati, if he can play that in the playoffs, then the Steelers have a legitimate chance. And they have a quarterback playing at like a top 10 level.
You saw Josh Allen firsthand there, Sunday Night Football, the blowout win against the 49ers. And, of course, he ends up throwing a pass to himself, gets two touchdowns on one play for those that are playing fantasy football. So they enjoyed that. That was hours after, seemingly, at least on social media, everybody just like wanted to hand the MVP award already to Saquon Barkley, who's been sensational this year. And as things sit this morning, Josh Allen is a decent-sized favorite. I think Barkley's 5-1 now to win it. How do you see the MVP conversation going? Because we know as a running back, you're just at a massive disadvantage, especially in 2024, to win that award.
Yeah, well, for a lot of reasons. Because the Eagles are a smart organization, and they know they need that guy full throttle for the playoffs to win the Super Bowl. So not only is there a chance they lock up the number one seed and they don't play in the last game, but I would think like even this Sunday against Carolina, I would not think he would get that many touches, right? Like they really need to start to try to reduce his volume and touches, not only just for the playoffs this year, but also the track record of guys with a ton of touches the next year is bad, like really bad. So I think for a bunch of reasons, I would expect his numbers to start to dissipate a little bit or come down. I don't think he's going to keep, you know, breaking off 150 yards a game like he has been. And I don't know that he'll get that many touches.
Yeah, I think the issue too just is the narrative around that award. You know, it's why everybody suggests that we just need to start calling the MVP what it is. And it's the best quarterback on the best team kind of award. And then offensive player of the year has become the non-quarterback award. Let's just call it like it is instead of trying to pretending a running back can win it. Because if Barkley doesn't win it this year, then, I mean, honestly, how is a running back winning it again since 2012 when Adrian Peterson did it?
I think the answer is it's got to be kind of like what Peterson did, which is the Vikings needed every one of those yards to make the playoffs that year with Ponder. And by the way, their quarterback, I think, was Christian Ponder. You know what I mean? Like, it makes it even more impressive what Peterson did that year. And he had the thing where he was coming off the injury, which made it,
true,
all the more impressive, I would say. But it's a fair point. You know, if he doesn't win it this year, I think we have to wonder if anybody ever will. But I think you could have said that about McCaffrey last year, to be honest with you. I mean, McCaffrey had an unbelievable year last year.
He certainly did. Last one for you, Ross. 49ers. I mean, that was a complete mess. This whole season's really been a complete mess. Injury after injury. It's not even just McCaffrey. It's not even their backup running back. We can keep going through the entire roster. I don't want to say it's a complete reset there in San Fran, but Brock Purdy's getting paid here very, very soon. You know, George Kittle and Trent Williams, those guys aren't getting younger. Where do you think that 49ers organization is at? Kyle Shanahan, I think, is one of the best head coaches in the league, but seemingly that's an organization that's going to look a little bit different here going forward.
Yeah, it's a really good question. I go on with those guys on Tuesday, and they were talking with me about, you know, Brock Purdy and his contract, and that's going to be an interesting one, man. I mean, clearly he's operated at a high level. They could have won a Super Bowl with him. They want him to be their quarterback. But if he wants truly top of the market, like $60 million a year, like Dak Prescott, boy, that's something that they really need to think about. I mean, really need to think about it, because that is less than ideal to have a quarterback like him, especially when you feel like there's probably other guys like Sam Darnold-esque that you could get to play at a high level. And maybe not the Purdy level, but a high level. This is a very, very unfortunate set of circumstances for them this year with all these injuries, because it is the last year that Purdy should be making peanuts. He's going to get a contract you would expect from them this offseason. But I think it's a compilation of all their playoff games the last few years, which is why they're having all these injuries. And I think the same thing is the case as well for the Chiefs. I'm actually surprised the Chiefs have stayed relatively as healthy as they have, considering all of the extra games they've played, the extra snaps the last few years. It's impressive to me that the Chiefs haven't lost more guys.
Yeah, the number of games is racked up. That's why Chris Jones was talking after the Chiefs game last Friday against the Raiders, saying that he thinks if you're going to, not only with the extra playoff games they've played, but if you're going to have the Chiefs playing as many games in a 10 or 11 day span as they are here coming up later on this month around Christmas, that you should be mandated to have a later bye week. A lot of talk here, the Chiefs had a week 6 bye week. People felt like if you're going to have them play as many games as they are later this month, they should have been given a later bye week. I'm sure people outside of Kansas City would kind of say, cry me a river, but I think it's a valid point.
It is a valid point. It is something that is absolutely a factor that people need to, I mean, there's reasons why nobody's ever won 3 in a row. You know what I mean? Like, I think what they've been able to do, and we've talked about this before, and I might even write an article about this, the amount of one-score games that they've won,
yeah,
primarily in the playoffs, but even this year, it is preposterous. It goes against any statistical model or analytics or, like, you know, all these games late in the game, if you look, they would say, like, the Chiefs' win probability is, like, 62%, 54%. They win all of them. That they win, like, almost all of them. I mean, if you add up all the percentages, the Chiefs are, like, the greatest statistical anomaly in the history of sports.
Yeah. It's the 14 straight one-score game victories. It's I believe that's an NFL record. It is it's pretty remarkable. Ross, great stuff as always, man. I appreciate you coming on. We'll check in next week.
Sounds great. Take care.